I think one key priority over the course of the next 6 months will be from the point of view of the Common Agricultural Policy budget, which is likely to be agreed over the next 6 months, and trying to work to ensure that the cut which had been proposed by the European Commission can be addressed. That'll be particularly important for Donegal, which depends so much on the farming community. In the last CAP budget, it stayed static, and the Irish government addressed that significantly by increasing our national contribution to that by 50%, and that was important for example, to be able to ensure that payments for farmers in Donegal, such as for the suckler cow and such as for sheep, were increased, and that led to 5,500 farmers in the county, for example, being able to take part in the Acres Environmental Scheme. However, a CAP budget cannot continue to decline, and it's going to be really important over the next 6 months that during the Irish presidency we use that opportunity to try and ensure that the CAP budget is increased.
Given your experience as Agriculture Minister over the course of the previous government, will that give you an input into these discussions as we try to reach a final deal on CAP?
All ministers will be expected to contribute, and certainly in relation to the CAP budget, given its importance to my own county, that's something that I have already made clear it has to be a key priority, and will work and contribute my own experience and that over the last number of years as well, to try and to ensure that it is prioritised and we do seek an increase.